Eli, America's new super sport.
Welcome back to another H2H Battle Court Recap Podcast. I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy, and this is recap number one for the fall 2022 Battle Court season. Today's podcast is being presented by EPRN, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, Claro KC, but of course. And today's sponsors are Highlight World and Magic City Fronton in Miami, Florida, BetRivers.com, FantasyHighlight.com, WatchHighlight.com, BlackStarFundLLLP.com, and ExquisiteCoffee.shop. We have an exciting podcast here today, along with co-host Rockin' Ray Haluska. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with all the scores, stats, and pelota payout results from the past week, from this past week. So stay tuned in right here. Hello, Miami. Here's the traffic report and fantasy highlight check-in. As I'm circling overhead of the Magic City Fronton, I see a lot of foot traffic headed into today's highlight head-to-head matches. I can see a lot of fans are logging onto their phones and punching in their picks for Fantasy Highlight. They're logging on to FantasyHighlight.com, checking and locking in their picks for the day. If they've locked in all the winning picks for the week correctly, they could win a $100 prize. Check out the traffic over at FantasyHighlight.com. For heavy hitting wagers in approved states, head over to BetRivers.com and place your bets in real time. Even if you don't have a chance to come down to the Magic City Fronton today, head over to BetRivers.com. There's plenty of traffic over there and the lanes are clear, and approved traffic is heading in from New York, Pennsylvania, Indiana, Illinois, Michigan, Iowa, Colorado, Arizona, Louisiana, Virginia, and West Virginia. Stay tuned in for more highlight traffic updates on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network.
H2H is the world's fastest ball sport played in a new electrifying format. Highlight H2H features two singles players or two doubles teams in a head-to-head battle for court dominance. The game is played on a three-wall court that measures just 120 feet long by 33 feet wide with a ball that travels up to 150 miles per hour. An H2H match is won by the player who is first to secure a total of 2 out of 3 sets. It takes 6 points to win a set and 2 sets to win a match. Simply put, the goal is to catch one more ball than your opponent. Just like in tennis, a player may fault once on a serve, but if 2 serves result in faults, then the opponent wins the point. At the start of a new point, the ball is served by the winner of the previous point. However, at the start of a new set, the loser of the previous set serves first. After the ball hits the front wall, it must be caught in the air or after only 1 bounce. Players may catch and throw from out of bounds, but if the ball lands out of bounds, then the point goes to the opposition. The ball is lethal, the game is lightning fast, and the action is limitless. It's the game you didn't know you needed to know. This is Highlight H2H.
There's plenty of sports excitement to go around. WatchHighlight.com. Live the high life and WatchHighlight.com. It's the official home of H2H and Battle Court Highlight. The all-new format for the fastest ball game on earth. When you sign up free to WatchHighlight.com, you'll have access to live H2H and Battle Court singles and doubles matches. You'll learn about the players from interviews and live commentary from the Magic City Fronton announcers, Stu Nyman and Andrew Blackman. Experience the high life and don't miss out on Fantasy High Life. You'll find out all you need to know about the three-wall sport at WatchHighLife.com.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us. And welcome back to the Highlight H2H Battlecourt Recap Podcast here on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, and we're going to jump right into the scores and results from this past full week of Battlecourt, the fall season, the beginning of the fall season of Battlecourt for 2022. And we're going to start off here with the results for the first night of Highlight Battlecourt, Friday, 9/23/2022. And that was a good night. And I was excited to see the Cesta Cyclones playing the Chula Chargers. And there were six matches that were played. And I guess we're going to talk about all of this and how the scoring went and everything toward the end. But here's how the scores went and lined up. The Cesta Cyclones versus the Chula Chargers. Six matches were played, and in the first match, it was a singles match. Manny versus Hyro. Manny was on the Cesta Cyclones, and Hyro was on the Chula Chargers. Manny took the win 6-1 and 6-4. In the second match, we have Carbio of the Cesta Cyclones versus Benny. Carbio takes the win 6-3 and 6-5 in straight sets. In the third match, we have Jedden and Manu versus Douglas and Robin of the Chula Chargers. Douglas and Robin take the win 6-2 and 6-3. In the fourth match, we have Ikeda and Manny versus Hyro and Spinner of the Chula Chargers. Hyro and Spinner take the win in split set 6-4 and 6-1. In the fifth match, we have Williams versus Rock. Williams of the Cesta Cyclones takes the win in the second and third set 6-3 and 6-2. In the sixth and final match of the night, we have Carbio and Manu versus Douglas and Benny. And Carbio and Manu take the win 6-5 and 6-4 in the second and third sets. And that gave the Cesta Cyclones 4.5 points for the night. And the Chula Chargers wind up with 3 points. In the next set of matches, we have the Rebote Renegades versus the Wall Warriors on Monday, September 26, 2022. This past Monday, we have six matches that were played. And in the first match, we have Aratz versus Nicholas. Nicholas takes the win in split set 6-4 and 6-2 to give the Wall Warriors their first points of the day. In the second match, we have Gocieri versus Inaki. Gocieri takes the win 6-5 and 6-4 in the second and third sets for the Rebote Renegades. In the third match, we have Correa and Eratz versus Bueno and Julin. Correo and Eratz take the win in the second and third set 6-4 and 6-3. In the fourth match, we have CRB and Ben versus Nicholas and Flores. Nicholas and Flores take the win in straight sets 6-2 and 6-3 for the Wall Warriors. In the fifth match, we have Correa versus Bueno. Bueno takes the win in straight sets 6-3 and 6-0 for the Wall Warriors. In the sixth and final match of the day, we have Gocieri and Ron Ron versus Inaki and Kubala. Gocieri and Ron Ron take the win in split set 6-4 and 6-5, and that gave the Rebote Renegades 4 points for the day, and the Wall Warriors wind up with 3.5 points. And for the final set of battle court matches for the week, we have the Chula Chargers versus the Rebote Renegades on Tuesday, September 27th. Six matches were played, and in the first match, we have Hyro versus Eratz. Eratz takes the win 6-5 and 6-4. In the second match, we have Rock versus CRB. CRB takes the win 6-2 and 6-4 in the second and third sets for the Rebote Renegades. In the third match, we have Hyro and Spinner versus Gocieri and Ron Ron. Gocieri and Ron Ron take the win in straight sets 6-5 and 6-3 for the Rebote Renegades. And in the fourth match, we have Douglas and Robin versus CRB and Ben. Douglas and Robin take the win 6-0 and 6-0 in straight sets for the Chula Chargers. In the fifth match, we have Spinner
versus Correa. Spinner takes the win, 6-5 and 6-2 for the Chula Chargers. In the sixth and final match of the day, we have Douglas and Benny versus Gauthierre and Aratz. Gauthierre and Aratz take the win, the final win of the day, 6-2 and 6-0 in straight sets to give the Rabote Renegades 5 points for the day and the Chula Chargers 2.5 points for the day. And after the first week of fall 2022 battle court, the Rabote Renegades wind up with 9 points and they're in the lead on the leaderboard. The Chula Chargers have 5.5 points. The Cesticide Clones have 4.5 points. The Wall Warriors have 3.5 points. And next up will be the Wall Warriors versus the Cyclones, Friday, September 30th at 7 p.m. That's tonight. That's all I have for Battle Court right now. Yep. Why don't you chime in for some Pelota action?
Before we do that, I want to just mention that last week we discussed there were 6 matches instead of 5 this year. And 3 singles, 3 doubles, while the doubles matches are still worth 1.5 points, which creates 7.5 points per night being contested. And that will guarantee there will be no tie matches this year. There were a few matches last year tied at 3-3, because they were going for 6 points. Adding the extra doubles match is really going to test the depth of the teams, as well as guarantee no ties.
Okay.
And the next match, Wall Warriors and Seth the Cyclones. For some reason, they have that as a pretty much an even money match at -117, regardless of which team you pick. I think you got to keep fighting the Cyclones so they prove they're not worthy of the fate. And They came through for me, as did Manny and Gauthierre and Carballo are just battle court demons. They just really get up for these matches, and they'll be hopefully doing good for me all season long. But we'll jump into the Pelota matches, and first Monday, it was Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, this earlier this week, September 26th, 27th, 28th. Let's start with Monday. First game, the CRB collected the win. Quinella 1-3, 41-20, Exacta 3-1, 74-80. Second game, singles, nice big payoff there. For Jen, 27-80 for the win ticket. CRB second, 12-60, decent place ticket. 258, your winning numbers for the trifecta, $405.80 the payoff. Early daily double, not so much unexpected there. Combination 3-2. Okay, $17.60. That's maybe the lowest we've had all season for a daily double match. Third game, Bueno. Really caught the bettors off guard. Win ticket paid $21.80. Place ticket paid $27.20. Quinella, 4-8, $46. Exacta, 8-4, $101.20. Trifecta, 8-4-3. Bueno, Robin, Aikida leading the pack. $597.60. Fourth game, Jolan's winning $15. Quinella 1-5, $80.20. Exacta 1-5, $143.60. Early pick 3. Winners got all 3 right at from post 2-8-1, $550.40. Jumping down to the sixth game, Ron Ron's win $35.60. Ikea's place finish was worth $15.40. Douglas's show showing was worth $14.60. Vanilla 4-1, Canelo 2-7 paid 41.20. Exacta 2-7, $322.50. And the trifecta 2-7-3, Ron Ron, Akeda, and Douglas, $555.40.
Wow.
Jumping down to the seventh game, Kubala and Nicholas. It seems like a new team to me. Paid off big, $24. Has a high five jackpot, 4 or 5. Winners was the best anyone did, 81621, $314. Eighth game, Joel and Wynn, $17 for win, $15 for place. Anaki 1060 on a show bet. On a place bet, $13.20 on a show bet. Canelo, $5,763. Exacta, $7,589.20. Trifecta, $7,529.20. Late pick 3, all 3 corrected with post 2, 1, and 7, $524.80. The Mighty Ocho, a lot of upsets, which meant a lot of success for the Mighty Ocho bettors. Only 1 of 8 were picked by the various winners from post 3, 2, 8, 1, 6, 2, 1, 7. And that $1 bet paid $1.05. Moving on to Tuesday, September 27th, first game. Canelo 3-6, $51.80. Exacta 3-6, $81. Second game, early daily double, 3-7, paid $19.20. Third game, Arats 14.20 on the win ticket. Canelo 4-5, $102. Exacta 5-4, $123.40. Fourth game, Spinner was the winner, for $27.80 on his win ticket. Canelo 2-7, $95. Exacta 7-2, $119.60. Early pick 3, 3-3 pick correctly, 7-5-7 for games 2, 3, and 4. $408. Fifth game, Cool Fitness and Manu, $22.40 for the win. Canelo 3-8, $40.50. Exacta 8-3, $108.60. Seventh game, Anaki and Ben, $20.20 for a win. Flores and Arats, $14.80 for a show. Canelo 1-7, $68. Exacta 1-7. $55.80. The odd situation was the Canelo payoff exceeded the Exacta. High five jackpot, only 3 of 5 picked correctly, 5-7-8-8-1 with a winning post positions for $32.80. And the eighth game, the late pick 3, 8-1-1, $395.20. Mighty Ocho, 5 of 8 winners picked correctly. Among these post positions, winners of 3-7-5-7-8-8-1-1, $6.80. Now we move on to Wednesday, final float of matches of the week. Tennessee's win, $13. Exacta, 4-5, $95.20. Trifecta, 4-5-1. Tennessee, Chad and Cole Fitness leading the way for a nice payoff of $666.60. Early daily double, 2-4, paid $43.20. Third game, Robbins win. Ticket was worth $17.20. Down to the fourth game, Arats win ticket there, $14.20. Canelo 1-7, $41.40. Exacta 7-1, $190.40. Early pick 3. Post 4, 2, and 7. Paid $940. That may be the biggest early pick 3 we've had all season. Seventh game, Call Fitness Manu with another win, $14.20. Quinella 1-4, $48.40. Exacta 1-4, $67.80. High five jackpot, only 3 of 5 winners were corrected. Picked out of 2, 7, 5, 3, and 1. Payoff was okay at $93.70. And that means for next week's carryover, we're starting with $8,257 in the high five jackpot. Eighth game singles, Jerry wins, $15.40 with a win ticket. Late pick 3, 3-3, 3-1-5 for $666.40. Marty Yocha, 3 of 8. Winners were picked by various bettors. 2, 4, 2, 7, 5, 3, 1, 5 were the posts, and the payoff was $3.60. Fantasy Highlight underway at fantasyhighlight.com. Deadline is 7 p.m. Friday before Battle Court starts. Remember, we start on Friday, not Sundays anymore. Friday, Monday, Tuesday. The winners last week were Tampa Highlight and Bilbo's Batman, each with 14 of the 18 games selected correctly, and they'll get the split the smaller consolation prize. And the season long standings had changed from last week as far as players. I miss Aragas, 362 wins for the season. Armada, 357, still chilling by 5, and Sarasota County hanging in there at 355.
How many points did you get this week?
They didn't go down that far, so I don't know how many I
had. I know what you mean.
Sometimes they don't, and I wasn't on the, you know, the top 20, so
okay.
I'll have to hope that shows up someday. But I did okay in my Battle Court betting. I bet every match. But you can't go wrong with most of the time with Manny. He's the number two singles player on Seth the Cyclones. Jerry came through. Carballo and Emmanuel came through a couple times on the doubles, and that was nice. If you haven't set up, then you're in one of the seven states that Rivers operates in. You can bet on the Battle Court matches, and sometimes they have a nice promotion to start off with. They'll match whatever you put in your initial wallet with them, and I'm still playing off the bonus money. I haven't whittled away from me yet. Actually, I had a pretty strong run. I made money each day, not a lot of money some days, but in the three Battle Court days, I came out positive, and I'll take that all season long.
Okay. Yeah. Well, hey, who's your pick for Friday night?
I'm just surprised that the Cyclones are sort of like evenly matched as far as the you got betting at minus 117. I'm going to take them on that. I'm not sure the Wall Warriors, they're in last place. When they get up to the standings, they don't do it by points per match. They do it by accumulated points. So it seems to have odd amount of matches played. There's a little bit of distortion in who's really the best team.
Right. Yeah.
The Cyclones have 4.5 in their match. The Chargers, who's on top? Maybe some Renegades. They had 9 points in 2 matches. That's also 4.5. So tonight, it was Friday night's match. The Cyclones need to get at least 4.5 points to stay, the equivalent of first place. We'll see what happens.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. Definitely makes sense. And there you have it. This has been Battle Court Highlight H2H recap for the fall 2022 season. This is recap number one. I've been your host, along with Rockin' Ray Haluska here. And my name's Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And this has been a great first recap with 7 more to go. And I look forward to working with you, Rockin' Ray. And we're going to bring
you all
of the exciting news from Highlight.
And I'm really looking forward to these exciting matches. And I'll have to do what I can to catch them while I'm on vacation most of next month, but I'll have my phone with me and I've got Wi-Fi where I stay, so I should be all right.
All right, that sounds great. Sounds like you're going to have a great time. And everyone, have a great weekend.
Thanks, everybody. Watch out for that,
Highline, America's new super sport.